Hi, I'm Jen Suliafu, and I'm delighted to be on this journey with you. Life is an exciting game with many twists and turns. It gets really good when we begin to learn how it works and how to win. I believe that no matter where someone's life is at, we have the power to make radical shifts to create a life that truly honors us. I live for awakenings, so let's get to it, darlings. Hello, everyone. Welcome back. Oh, my goodness. I am pumped. I'm on cloud nine right now. I just wrapped up my Ignite Your Light event that was last Thursday. And oh, my gosh, what a time it was. It was such a special moment for me for many reasons. But one of the things was this was my very first event on my own, completely 100% solo. A lot of people are not aware of that because I have done several events in the past, but this one was all on my own. And so it was really, really fun and really cool. And now I know that I can do it on my own. It was pretty amazing. But there were a couple things I've just been kind of processing over the last few days because it was just such it's like having a wedding. It's just so much going on at one time. And of course, in retrospect, later you go, oh man, I wish I could have talked to this person more or hugged this person. Or, geez, I saw their face, but I never even got to talk to that person. And it was just so many moving parts, but my heart is just so full. And I was thinking about the things that were so special about this event for me. And number one thing that stands out for me is that I could be 100% no holds bars Jen. Like, you know, when you're teaming up with other people, my last partner that I teamed up with before, it was so great because I learned so many amazing things from her. She has a lot to share when it comes to the business world, but my flavor is personal growth, spirituality. A lot of people think I'm a little weird, a little woo-woo. And so merging those two together, I think it was great, but I also felt like it is really refreshing because it is time now where I can just be 100% Jen and I can talk about spirit and getting messages from the other side and all of the things that you might not talk about in a personal growth business setting. So it was pretty cool. I also got to have my husband introduce me, and that was really special to me because he, of course, has seen my growth over the years, and no one knows me better, honestly, than him. And so that was really awesome to have him on stage with me and be my partner and MC with me. Really cool. A lot of people aren't aware that my husband also coaches. Him and I actually coach people together. There are a lot of women that he coaches with or different couples. So it just felt so right having him next to me on stage. Pretty, pretty cool. But this is going to be for sure an annual event. We will probably do one in the fall and then one in the spring every year. That's the plan as of now. So if you happen to miss this one, then make sure you are ready to go for the next one because it really was a very powerful day and so much healing occurred in just that one day with people that walked in that door. I saw it, I felt it, I know it. So pretty powerful day. But what I want to talk about today is the dance of life. We all have curveballs that are thrown at us every day, really, of life. It never goes completely as planned. And that's what makes it fun and interesting. And so you always have an idea of how things are going to go and what you expect. And it never, ever fails, whether I'm doing a women's retreat or a big event, a seminar, there's always curveballs thrown in and there's ebbs and flows and different challenges thrown in your path that you get to go, oh, okay, how am I going to handle this? And of course, this definitely happened this time. it was a very colorful experience. And with the venue, it's funny because we got there and it's such a beautiful venue. It's in Trolley Square in Salt Lake City. And they had had an event the night before and there were red balloons everywhere, like helium red balloons on the ceiling, too high to, you know, reach up and grab. And when we got there, it was like, oh, okay, well, I guess we're having a bunch of red balloons. They didn't go necessarily with our theme and it wasn't what we were planning, but it was cool. It was a cool twist. And the funny thing is red is actually my favorite color. It has been since I was a kid. And I just took it as, hey, that was a little wink from Spirit to say, hey, here's a little added bling bling for your first event on your own, a little tribute to you. But it's so interesting to me how people will have a certain idea of the way that things are going to go. And then when it doesn't, they let it totally derail them. So for me, I had to be very fluid. Anytime you're doing something like a big event, when there's hundreds of people walking in that door, you have to be fluid and roll with it, you know, move and ebb and flow. And you got to do that kind of like shrug your shoulders, like, eh, okay, well, what are we going to do about it? So it was like that kept happening. But Amber, my right-hand woman, she's so amazing. I don't call her my assistant because she's so much more than that. I really don't have the best word for her yet because it just, nothing feels right. But she's my sidekick. She helps me, you know, when I come up with an idea that I want to do, she really helps execute those ideas into fruition. But she, of course, was right next to me during this whole event and helped plan the whole thing from A to Z. And when we were at the venue, there was a kitchen and we were doing a bubbly bar afterwards. We wanted to do a mix and mingle where people could, you know, get a mimosa or a mockmosa and talk to each other, laugh, tell stories, sign up for coaching, whatever, you know, check out the merch, come talk to me, get their book signed, all the things. It was really, really fun. Had music going and dancing. It was super cool. But one thing was the person from the venue was going to leave. And she said that she couldn't give us the key to the kitchen. And we were like, wait a minute. If you leave and the door closes to the kitchen, we no longer have access to the kitchen because it automatically locks. And so Amber's like, she comes to me and we're talking and I'm like, oh, well, what the heck? That doesn't seem reasonable. How are we going to work our way around this? Because yes, you can have the door propped open, but what if somebody accidentally closes it and then nobody from the venue is there and we can't get into all the champagne or whatever we needed from the kitchen? And so Amber and I looked at each other and we immediately like ping pong back and forth between each other, just figuring it out. So I said, okay, oh, what about tape? And she goes, oh yes, I've got tape. She ran, grabbed the tape, brings it to the door, immediately starts taping the doorknob so that, you know, the little thing that, not the doorknob, but the part that clicks in to where if you tape it, it can't lock. Voila, it's done and solved, and we don't have to worry about it. So we just kept kind of rolling with those different roadblocks that were sent into our path. And it just made me think about life and how you can choose to let those moments derail you. Because whether you're having just a normal day or whether you're having some big event, we are always having those curveballs thrown in us, which makes it colorful and fun and interesting and challenging. And so really stepping back and looking at life like a game is, I believe, where it's at, because then you can get to that dance in life of like not letting it totally bring you down into a space of frustration and anger. And just stepping back and going, this is a little puzzle. Let's figure out how to solve this puzzle. And really, that's what it is. I mean, I remember one time that I had this women's retreat, and this always happens with women's retreats as well. You have several different things planned, and then things shift and change. Well, at this specific women's retreat, I had this big, beautiful, amazing cabin in Sundance, Utah, reserved for our women's retreat. And I had this amazing, delicious meals prepped and planned. And one of the things that we were going to do is we were going to have my homemade rolls with one of the meals. And it's like a real treat to have these rolls. Everybody loves them. They're a hit. And they were on the menu. Well, we prepped them and they were all ready to go. Well, the oven wouldn't turn on. So now all of a sudden we have no oven. And we just got to working with it. I called my sister. She knew somebody on the mountain. She literally grabbed the rolls and took them to their house and baked them and brought them right back. So it's like, there's always a way to figure it out, right? And if you can't, then oh well, you have a dinner with no rolls. Not that big of a deal. But how many times do you let life not going as planned bring you down and really upset you? Or you observe other people doing that. So here's what you do. You literally step back, take a couple deep breaths, and you go, okay, how can I work my way around whatever was just thrown in? And sometimes you have to just surrender, throw your hands in the air and go, it's not going to happen. That's okay. We'll have to figure it out another time. But most of the time, if you can take a deep breath and stand back, then it clears your mind enough to figure out a different avenue and a different pathway to get around it. And it turns out to be what I love to call perfectly imperfect in all its beauty. So let's figure out how to dance in life, shall we? Dance with me, darling. Dance with me. All right. Have a fabulous week. Hope the next time you have a little curveball thrown in, you take a deep breath, step back, and go, how can I deal with this? Let's figure out a different pathway. Much love to you all. Have a fabulous week. Do you have a coach? I would love to take this journey with you to dive deep and start to shift those areas to create a life that truly honors you. I'll meet you on that bridge at whatever level you are ready with either group or one-on-one coaching. You can check out my programs at jensuliafu.com/programs. Also, go ahead and hit that subscribe button and rate and review this show and give me your feedback. Also, please share this with your friends and family and be a lighthouse out in the world. Thanks for joining me.